This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for reconnecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How can I help you today?
I'm just confused of what this call is about.
Okay, do you purchase any item from eBay?
No, I haven't purchased anything from eBay.
Okay, I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased iTunes gift card for $299. What's
no,
it about?
No, I have not.
You're any family member purchase from eBay?
No.
That
no
is a suspicious activity in that account, ma'am. I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block the services people and delete this fake eBay account, alright? Do you understand that? Okay. So I'll help you how to fix this problem. So do you have any smartphone with you?
Yeah, I'm using it right now.
Okay, is that your Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay, so do one thing, put my call on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Yep.
All right. So is that your iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. So open up your App Store first.
Yep.
All right. Then look at your right-hand side, extreme corner on your screen. Do you see any search option that look like magnifying glass?
The search, yeah.
All right. Click on that search option and listen to me first. So I already told you, we need to generate a security code. So for that, you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. So you need to type over there, A-N-Y.
A-N-Y, yeah.
D-E-S-K. D-E-S-K. AnyDesk.
Oh, AnyDesk. Okay.
Yes. Then what do you see on your screen? Just to let me know, right? Okay.
AnyDesk, remote desktop.
That one. You simply install this app. Okay? Click on that get, then click on that install. Once you open this app, just do let me know, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Alright, it's downloaded.
Okay, open it.
Yep.
Then what do you see on your screen?
I see, would you like to find any connected devices on your local network? It's the same bar I want to allow or don't allow. Hello?
Now, what do you see on your screen?
Do I allow the,
Okay, click on allow. Do you see any positive option? Just click on that.
Okay. It says enter remote email address and...
Okay.
Address
tell me that 9-digit number. Yeah, tell me that 9-digit number.
228-637-805.
All right, it's 228-637-805, right?
Yeah.
All right, now you simply stay on that page, okay? Now listen to me very carefully. So first of all, we need to provide you a security. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. It's just that you simply remove that security warning. So for that, you simply click on that I am aware of the risk, or I charge this call, then give up, click on accept. Okay? Now I am sending you a security warning. Once you see that security warning, just do let me know, right?
Oh, wait. So you're going to send me... Okay, so...
Alright, below that security warning, remove that, below that security warning, do you see any, I am aware of the risk, do you see that
yes.
Small checkbox, alright, give a click on that small checkbox, then give a click on accept.
And then I accept, yep.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
It says it's accepting in 5, 4, 3.
Alright, give a click on accept.
Yep. And then,
all right.
And then it's saying, would you like to view your desk? Please choose your
broadcast. Start broadcast. Yeah. Start broadcast.
Accept that one?
Yeah, accept.
Yep.
All right. Do you see any start broadcast now?
Start broadcast, yep.
All right. Click on that start broadcast. Alright, don't do anything. Once you click on that start broadcast, don't do anything in that page. I'm providing you a security, okay? Don't do anything.
Okay,
don't do anything in that page. Congratulations, you successfully connect with our server. You simply do one thing, get back to your home screen, normal home screen. Alright, now I am transfer this call to my senior. He will be guide you how to fix this problem, how to remove that people, okay, in your IP address. Alright, I am transfer this call to my 5 level staff technicians here.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, hi ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
I'm good and confused about the whole situation. I just want to fix it.
Okay, if you have any problem or if you have any query in your mind, you can simply go ahead and ask me, okay?
Okay, yeah. So
like, I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yeah, he was very polite.
And he is making you understand each and everything?
If
you have any problem with him, like misguidance or anything, you can tell me of that, okay? So we can go ahead and fix up the problems with him.
No problem. I'm just, he just told me that someone's using my email address for an eBay account and purchasing iTunes stuff, and I haven't done any of that, so.
Not a problem, first of all, I will go ahead and show you each and everything. So first of all, can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you open setting on your mobile? Open setting?
Yeah.
Now, when you open setting, I want you to go ahead and have a look. You can see display and brightness. If you can see that display and brightness, click on display and brightness, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you give a display and brightness, scroll down a little bit, and you will get to see something which says auto lock. If you can see that auto lock, click on auto lock.
Yeah.
Now, as we are going to run a security for 30 minutes and we are going to block all those persons, if you will get to see never, give a click on never.
Press never, yeah.
Click on never. Now, have a look when you give a click on never on the very top left hand corner, you can see the arrow which is pointing back. Give a click on that arrow.
Yeah, I'm back.
Now, what you can see?
Back to the first page, on the
top left hand corner, you can see the blue arrow which is pointing leftward. Give a click on that arrow.
Yeah, back to normal. Yeah.
Now go to the very top, ma'am. You will get to see your good name was there, which is RACHEL. Do you see that?
Rachel Kane. Yeah.
Yes, Rachel Keane, from where, which name was used for making a purchase. Can you give a click on your name? Please give a click on your name.
Yeah.
Now, when you give a click on your name, let me tell you, ma'am, the name which was Rachel Keane and the email ID which they use, k22rs99@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
is your same email ID which is used there, right? And let me tell you, just underneath that email ID, you will get to see one of your banking card was attached there. Do you see payment and delivery? If you can see that payment and delivery, click on that. Payment and delivery. Now, if you can see, ma'am, when you give a click on payment and delivery, any of your banking card was attached there, please let me know. Like we can see in our server, there was one MasterCard from a Westpac account is attached there, which ends with 0852. So you can see that is the same card which is attached there.
Yeah, it is.
So you can understand those fraudsters have all of your details like your name, your email ID, your phone number, your contact details, and as well as your banking details. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and block all those person, and also we need to first go ahead and delete this card from your mobile, okay? So do you know how to delete the card? Do you know that?
Do I just press on it?
Yes, click. Wait for a second, ma'am. Before give a click on remove payment method, I just want you to check if the billing address is correct or not, okay?
Yeah.
Is the billing address is correct? Do you want me to confirm that? Like what address is provided or the time of order? Can I confirm you that?
So my billing address on here is 184.
Wait. Let me confirm you for the verification. The address which is provided at the time of order, which is 184 Baxter Toadin Road, 3911 Victoria. Is that same email ID or the same address?
Yeah.
So you can understand that the reason we got suspicious because you're living in Baxter. And there was some person is trying to misuse your details from Mountain View, California. So for removing this card, do you see something which says remove payment method? Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe when you give a click on remove, you will get to see the card which is removed from your account, right?
Yeah.
Now do one thing, Mrs. Akin, go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like your regular application. And let me tell you, as you can understand, ma'am, there was one card was attached there from Westpac. So will you please let me know one thing, do you check your Westpac account that do you see any transaction was made for eBay for $299? And if you check that, please let me know because we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction which is not made by you, okay? So if you can see any transaction, please let me know.
Okay, I'm checking now.
You're checking right now? Not a problem. You can see, do one thing, ma'am. You can check all of the transaction. If you find any unauthorized transaction which is not made by you, please let me know. By the meantime, I'm just going to talk with my accounts department in order to cancel the transaction and also to get all of the reports, okay? So please check all of your account and just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yep. I thought I was done with attacking. I'm fucking over it. I'm fucking done with attacking.
Are you there, Mrs. Keane?
Yeah, I didn't find any transactions in my...
Okay, because, ma'am, we got a verification message from our accounts department. The transaction isn't pending right now. So what we they just decided, ma'am, as this is a fraud transaction right now, which is not made by you, and your all of the details has compromised. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and get this call connected to our security department, who will help you to block all those person who is trying to steal your details, and also they are going to help you to cancel the transaction and refund your money back. Okay.
Okay.
So, Mr. Rakil, nice to talk with you. You are a very cooperative person, so please try to cooperate with him so he can cancel the transaction and he can help you to block all those person, okay?
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk with you, ma'am. Just be on hold. Let me make you connect this call to him, okay?
Okay.
Just be on hold. Hello. Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm also fine. Thanks for asking. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Right. Now, may I know that what conversation that we had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what do you have understand that what is going on?
So apparently someone is using my email and banking details to pay for an iTunes card through eBay, and I didn't make that purchase at all. Like I don't use eBay, and I don't use iTunes cards, so. And they said it's from someone from California or something like that. That's all the information I have.
Right. Now, basically, the thing is that as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who are being connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your details and on your personal information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay?
Yeah.
So for that reason, as I can see that the money is already been charged from your Westpac account, all right, which is the account number ending with 6906. From that account, the transaction which has already been charged, but it is not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction. So it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours. Okay? So you're supposed to get the money from our end. Now what we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and provide you a 3-layer of security on your whole internet network, and we will gonna proceed further. And we will gonna sending you some funds, the money which has been charged from your account. All right. So you do one thing, you go to the App Store.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, you need to verify yourself with some few steps. Now, for getting this money back on your account. Now, on the App Store, search there BIT.
BIT.
Yes.
Yeah. BIT. Yes.
C-O-I-N.
Bitcoin, yeah.
Okay, can you see any option came up like bitcoin.com?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, can you see Bitcoin wallet? Anything came up like this?
Yeah, Bitcoin wallet.
Give a click on get. Give a click on get. And in the meantime, could you just tell me that apart from Westpac, do you banking with any other bank?
No, just Westpac.
Okay. Because if the hackers have managed to get all the information of your Westpac, they can easily manage to get all the money out of your bank account as well. Because they are controlling the whole internet connection of yours, and they can do whatever they want with that money. So we need to go ahead and block that transaction, and as well as we need to go ahead and provide you the security as well. Now, through this Bitcoin wallet, we will gonna verify yourself, and we will gonna provide you the funds, okay? So once it get downloaded, just do let me know.
Okay.
All right.
All right, downloaded.
Okay, give a click on open.
Yep.
Now give a click. Yeah, give a click on next for 3-4 times.
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see any option? It says create new wallets.
Yep.
Give a click on that.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Now, hold on. Now just allow me some moment. Okay, now can you see it's yellow color box which says my BTC wallet and buy?
What was it, sorry, my...
My BTC wallet, yellow color option, which is says buy, yellow color one, my BTC wallet, buy.
BTC,
yes. Now, give a click on buy on the yellow color option, give a click on that.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, now what we are going to do, the money which has been charged, it was $900. Now on the top, type put there 900. You have done something wrong. Can you just go back?
Okay.
Can you just go back? Go back again.
I don't know how to go back. Oh, wait, there we go. Yes.
Yeah, now give a click on that option where it says yellow color option, the second one which it says buy, the second option.
Oh, the yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow one. Now look at the top where it says 463, erase that and make it empty, make that panel empty, and type there 900. Okay, now give a click on done. Now give a click on continue. Okay, now put your email address. Okay, and the first letter would be in small, I guess.
It's usually larger, but you need me to put it small.
Usually you use this as large?
Yeah.
Then give a click on continue. Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top. And come back to your home screen from bottom to top. Yes, now you have received an email on your mail address.
My Apple ID has been
updated. No, not that one. Look at the top, there should be an option, it says mailboxes. Give a click on that.
Yeah, I'm looking for it, but it hasn't come through yet.
maybe the email address that you have provided, it is not correct. So check the email properly. Check. Now put the small K and check that is it working or not. It's not coming up?
No, it's not.
Okay, give a click on mailboxes, give a click on that.
Yeah, I mean find mailbox, but nothing, sorry.
Okay, now look at the top, there should be option mailboxes. Give a click on that. Okay, now just hold on for a moment. Now look at the bottom right hand side, can you see a box with a pen? Give a click on that pen.
Yeah. I want it now.
Okay, give a click on cancel. It's not coming up on the mail. I don't know what is going on, like it's not coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
okay, go to that bitcoin.com, that page.
Yeah. Oh, I know why it's not. Seeing the verification code, like I haven't typed a dot on the end of com, but it's showing it on here. Do you see that?
Now, can you, what did you say?
So, where it says com, it has two dot points, but I didn't put two dot points in my email.
Like, yeah, so you don't have to put 2 points, it should be one point.
No, I'm not putting 2 points, it's showing 2 points. Like, are you looking at
the screen? No, we cannot able to see your screen. We are just guiding you over the phone. So just give a, after com, you just put a dot and check that is it coming up like this or not, and then we'll do the rest of the procedure.
It's not coming up. And where it says please enter the verification code sent to my email address, it's showing up as my email, like .com, but then there's a dot on the end of it, and I don't know why.
Okay, just go back. Okay, erase that. Okay, give a click on that, on the top left hand side, give a click on that arrow pointing leftwards, give a click on that. Yes, now do it once again, give a click on continue. Now put your email.
Sorry. It's coming up with it again.
You can now check your email. It's not coming up, right?
No, it's not coming up because, as I was saying, that when I put the email, there's a dot, like this verification code, there's dot com with a dot on the end, and that. It's like it's stopping me from letting this email be sent to me.
Yes, as because the thing is that the hackers are controlling your whole internet connection. So they don't want that we will gonna activate the security on your internet connection. That is the reason why they are doing this. Now in that case, you do one thing, you just close down this page and go to the Google.
Yep, Google. I'm on Google.
All right. Now on the Google search, type there Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T, Rocket.
Yep.
Give a space.
Yep.
Then Remit, R-E-M-I-T, Remit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now give a click on the first option. Yeah, Rocket Remit. Give a click on the first option.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Now, can you see Rocket Remit with a rocket sign?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yep.
Yeah. Now. Now, look at the right-hand side top, there should be three horizontal lines, give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click on sign up.
Yeah.
Now, follow the details and check. Okay, now can you see it says choose password? Now I'm providing you the password. It should be W is in caps, capital W.
Yeah.
Then all in lowercase, E for echo, E.
A what?
E, E, then L, L for Lima, L.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie, C.
Yeah.
O for Oscar, O.
Yeah.
M for mother, M.
Yeah.
E for echo, E.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Now give a click on I'm not a robot, that option. Give a click on register.
Okay,
I'm in. Hello? Yes, I'm here. Just hold on the line. Just hold on the line. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just gone through so much happening in my life and I thought this phone was bad.
Don't cry, Rachel. I'm here to help you out. Don't worry. Now swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
Yeah.
From bottom to top, swipe up your screen from bottom to top. Come back to your home screen.
Go back to my home screen. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, now check the messages. You have received a message on a normal text message.
Yeah.
Now, there should be a... Okay, now, you do one thing, go back to that page, the Rocket page, that page.
Yeah.
Not this one.
No.
Yes. Now put the code 46247.
No.
Give a click on next.
Yeah.
Okay, now follow the details and put the details. Okay, tell me your date of birth. You can select the date by clicking on the year first. On the year. Click on the year. You're able to change the date from there. Click on 2023, click on that on the top. Now you can change it from there. And don't worry, alright, you just calm down and relax. I'll here to help you out, I'll gonna definitely help you out regarding this. So don't need to worry about it. Don't cry love, I'm here.
Yeah, I got it.
Can I put your country of birth? Put your occupation. Put anything over there that you like to.
I'm in hospitality, so.
Then give a click on. You're able to see an option like that, hospitality. Choose any of the options. Put your address. Okay, now give a click on I have accept terms and conditions. Give a click on next. Now do you have got any driver license with you?
Yep, there is. Saying my card number.
Can you see your card number? It should be back of the card. It's very small numbers in the back of the card.
Oh, is it the CVC number?
A very, very small numbers. You swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen. Okay, and open up the camera and take a picture of the backside of your card.
Why do I have to do that? I know
because you. Do you know your card number?
Yeah, I do. It says it. I just want. Yeah.
Okay then.
So it's a small number on the back, yes?
Yes, yes. Very small numbers at the back.
Yeah.
It is the card number. The card number would be like, it's an alphanumerical number at the back of your card, of your driving license.
From the back of my driver's license.
Yeah, look at the, just beside to that card number, can you see? Question mark. Give a click on that, you're able to see, you're able to find it out. It will gonna recommend you that from where you will got the card.
Oh. Yeah.
It's an alphanumerical number. And I believe it should be at the back of your driving license. It is very small.
Yeah,
I know, I see it. Yeah. Give a click on I agree. Give a click on verify these details. Check the driver license number.
It's the same. I don't understand.
This is a driver license number. Is it correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, so maybe the card number that you have provided, it is not correct. Now, you need to write down the name, the way it is showing you on your driver's license. Now, can you just scroll, swipe up your screen from bottom to top and take a picture of your driver's license?
Like, I just got my driver's license just, like, taken off me, but this is my other one, but it should have the same number on it, so...
Okay, do you have got the driver's license with you? Because if you're... if I can guide you, it will make it easier for both of us. So that is the reason I'm telling you. Can you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and take a picture of your driver license?
Yeah.
Now open up the picture. Now look at the back of the... back of the card, there should be a very, very small number.
What, like?
You just wipe up your screen from bottom to top and open up the camera. I will guide you. You just need to listen to me for.
I'm sorry, I'm getting too overwhelmed with this.
So if you just listen to me, you don't have to face this sort of trouble. So just wipe up your screen from bottom to top. Open up the camera.
Yes, it's open.
Yeah, now flip your card, and put your card on a place. Now, just beside to that, just below the 99, can you see there would be a very small number just below the
99? Well, like 31-08-2025.
Just below the 99. Just below the 99, there should be the numbers. Which is just below the 9.
Those numbers.
Yeah, okay. That is the card number. That is the card number. So put that card number in.
Yeah, that is the card number I put in. I don't understand.
Check it.
Yeah, it is that number.
Okay, and what is the name which is written on the card? Is it written by Rachel Sarah Kin, the full name, or only the Rachel and Kin?
It's Rachel S. King.
Rachel and King.
Yeah, and Rachel and King, but there's an S to state the middle name.
Then it is not appear on the driving license, the middle name?
No, it's just the letter
then S. Okay, then erase that.
Erase middle name.
Yes, now give a click on done.
It's still saying it's not matching.
Maybe the card number and the driver license number is not correct. So that is the reason why it's not coming up.
Well, I had to hand in my recent driver's license to Vic Road because of my suspension. So I don't, like, it should have the same card number stuff on it, but I'm guessing not.
So you haven't got the new driver license? Is it belongs to the Victoria? What is the state?
It belongs to Vic Road, like the driving place, because I got a driving suspension, so I had to hand in my license. So I don't have my license.
Okay, now which is the state? Can you just select the state where it says state? Select the state where you have belongs to the driving license and belongs to where?
Victoria, Melbourne.
Okay, then click on that option where it says VIC. Give a click on that. Now, yes, it has been suspended from there?
It's been suspended for a year. I only have my old license because that was the one I got because of the Optus scheme, and then I got a new license, but I don't have it anymore.
You don't have got the new license with you, right?
No, I don't have the new license with me.
Don't cry, please. Please don't cry. And apart from that...
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
What are you asking for?
I'm not asking for anything. Who are you?
I'm her mother. I'm just needing to calm it down here. That's all.
Yeah, just calm her down because she is just upset about it. We are trying our level best to put the security, but it is not working. So that is the reason.
She's hacking into my banking details. They're stealing $900 out of my account.
Oh my God. Is this correct? What's happening? Are you there? Is this the bank?
Not the bank.
Yeah, it is. Yes, right.
Are you the bank?
Yes, right. I'm from Westpac.
He's from Westpac.
Are you sure you're from Westpac?
Did you ring him or did he ring?
He ring me.
Did you ring her?
Like, her call has been connected to the Westpac because through her bank account there are fraudulent activities which has been going on. The account number ending with 6906.
I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to take her down to the bank, all right? Is that all right with you?
It's a fraudulent transaction. We have to cancel the transaction first, then you can able to go down to the bank and can do whatever you want. But until or unless we cancel the charges, the money can be deducted from Rachel's bank account. So that is why we are just helping her to cancel all the charges.
All right, so what are you going to do? You're helping her to check. So what's happened? Can you tell me, can you go from the top? How can someone hack into her bank account?
Because the internet that she is using at the moment, there are several people
from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet connection, and they are just misusing with your details and with your information. So that is the reason why we have suspect some fraudulent activities which has been happened.
So what do you want Rachel to do? So what does Rachel have to do?
Now we need to go ahead and cancel all these transactions. So that is the reason why it's taking some time to put the security and verify herself. You see that.
So are you asking for are you asking for any of her details?
No, definitely not.
Well, I think I'll have to go down to the bank.
Can you ask her that? Did I ask her any of the personal details?
It doesn't show in my statement. It's saying it's pending.
What do you mean pending?
That's
what he's saying. It's pending. And then the people have been buying iTunes
cards.
And I don't know. I think
we have to go down to the bank
because
this is not good. Okay?
Like, I didn't ask any personal details from her.
Did
he
ring you?
He rang me. But it was very. I got a call saying that I have an eBay thing and I pressed 9 to talk to the inquiry person because I have no idea about why I'm buying iTunes cards on eBay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm being hacked again. Oh, my
goodness. Rachel, don't cry. Rachel, don't cry, please. Please don't cry. I'm here to help you all.
So what do we have to do?
First of all, just give her a glass of water and calm her down.
Yeah, but that's okay. But what do we have to do?
We need to go ahead and make
it. I want to know because you've got to be really sus about this. I'm not stupid. I need to know if you're legit or not, but I don't know that. Okay.
So we didn't ask you any of the personal details of Rachel. So that is the reason why we are just trying to cancel the charges, which has not done by Rachel.
Right.
That's what I told her, that we have to cancel the charges.
So what does she have to do then?
So we need to cancel all the charges. So we want your precious time so that we can cancel all the charges. Which is not authorized by her.
What did you just ask? What did you just ask me? No, but what did you just ask me for?
Are you talking to me?
Did you ask her for her account number?
No, I didn't ask anything from her.
No, well, I didn't ask you for help me set up some security things so I can...
Because my driver's license is working, so I have to make sure it is right, and then my driver's license isn't working. No, you can't use the driver's license because that's obsolete now. So you can't use the driver's license, it doesn't have one, okay? Okay, you see that it says it is for the further verification, so that without your permission and without these details, nobody can get into her personal details. So that's what we are trying to do. So can you just do one thing? Can you just...
I think we have to be legit. This is not right.
I need
to check your bank account.
I checked the bank account. There's no transaction taken.
Right. So is it...
Not yet. Oh, my God. How fucking eBay works.
Look, I'm going to go down to the bank, all right? I'm going down to the bank.
Can you just pass the call to your... Can you just pass the call to your daughter?
Pardon?
Can you just pass the call to your daughter, please?
What do you want to... No, I think you're not legit.
Mom, it's a security...
And what seems like I'm not a legit?
So you're not related to the bank, right?
We are from the security department of West Ham. What information you want from me?
Oh, my God. You could be absolutely taking up my daughter.
You are the person who is making so difficult. Can you just
pass
the call to
your... Yes, well, I'm trying to look after... to my daughter was $900. Come on.
So that is the reason why we are helping your daughter.
Yeah, but I'm going to go down to the bank, all right? That's where I'm going.
All right.
Yeah, if you didn't have a problem with me going to the bank, you wouldn't have a problem with me, would